Happy Friday, everybody. It's 11 minutes after 5 in the a.m. Thank you very much for stopping by and being a part of our, letting us be a part of your day. It's not the other way around. Got some good things we're going to be talking about today. Some new new licensing that the city of Wausau and Weston are considering. Yeah,
If you were planning on becoming an escort, you're going to have to pay a license fee there, big guy.
You know, in some aspects, I go along with this. I think having another charge to penalize.
Outside of the criminal charge, if you make it expensive enough, less people will do it, right? Well, isn't that the idea?
No, it's not the case of the expense of the actual licensing. Licensing is a hassle. Well, let's go into it. Wausau Police Chief says that they're underway in drafting. They're consulting with their attorneys and everybody that's going to be involved about drafting legislation here and an ordinance here in the Wausau area and probably Weston as well that says that if you want to run a quote-unquote escort service, in order to advertise, like in Backpage, what was it, Backpage? I know you're a big fan of the page.
Backpage.com, Backpage.com. Where they got the last bust. Yeah,
right.
I haven't visited that yet here. I'm afraid the IT people will come and visit me if I do.
Backpage is the rival to
Craigslist.
Yeah. Right.
So if you want to advertise, now do they have, and I'm sorry I don't know this, and I'm not insinuating anything by asking you gentlemen if this is the case, but do they have ads in the local newspaper for escorts?
No.
Some municipalities do. You know, they have the personal section.
Right.
And
they haven't gone that far yet.
Okay. So if, give it time. What the law would say, the ordinance would say, is that if you decide to advertise and actually run a business, you'd have to be licensed by the city. And in order to get that license, you have to go through a background check. You got to get fingerprinted. You have to file a business plan.
I'm a little confused, though, about what that's going to do. Because, again, these are not businesses.
No.
Someone who is pimping out someone,
right,
which is what they're doing.
Velvet
is,
Jones.
Is posting an ad on Craigslist,
right,
or on Backpages or on some other website.
Well,
that person's going to file a business plan and get licensed?
Well,
no.
It's sort of like the, you need to get a stamp in the state of Wisconsin in order to sell marijuana, a tax stamp.
Okay.
Nobody is doing that.
And so the reason they have that, it's not so that you, and the reason this ordinance would be put in place, not so that the business would be regulated, it's so that when they make an arrest, there's an additional charge and fine they can levy. If you are operating a escort service without proper licensing, they're looking at having fines be in the area of $2,000 to $5,000. They say right now, and you got to understand, in order to do an investigation of prostitution, especially when you're advertising it, there are certain legal requirements that have to be met in order for the arrest to be made. Okay, and sometimes it's very difficult to get that done. And these pimps and hookers that are out there doing this job, not the first day on the job, they know what these legal requirements are, and they get around them.
Do you think it's a legitimate way of investigating this crime, though, to go after the Johns,
yes,
as opposed to going after the pimps and
no,
the prostitutes?
It's absolutely
you
fine.
Do?
You yeah,
do?
Absolutely.
The shaming process
absolutely
should be part of the process?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. If I have no problem with that whatsoever, because what that does is some, you know, perv.
Well, the idea is to take the supply or the demand away.
Take the demand away, because if you're sitting there, you know, Tom, you're thumbing through Backpage and you're like, she or he looks rather, I can't tell, but it looks,
yeah,
maybe I'd like to date. Then you're thinking to yourself, well, if I call them, is this a real companion or is this the sheriff's department waiting to give me a set of cast iron handcuffs?
Right.
I'm going to.
Who wants to get their picture in the paper getting
exactly
busted for, you know, visiting a prostitute?
Yeah.
Nobody does.
No. And so that's I think it's a legitimate. But with the tax.
I'll play devil's advocate here.
Yeah.
Newspapers for years have published the names of drunk drivers.
Yes.
You go to your newspaper and there's a list in the police blog. You know, these people were arrested in the last week for drinking and driving and almost killing somebody in their cars. That has not deterred the drunk driving problem in Wisconsin.
Not really. Not really.
Granted, I mean, it's embarrassing if you go into work and all of your coworkers are, oh, well, so-and-so is in the newspaper yesterday.
Yeah, but that's only your immediate circle. It's not you're not going to walk down the street and people point and look at you and go, ah, drunk driver. You know, most of them are like,
say it to
I'm
themselves.
Sorry.
Yes.
So you're saying it's going to be different. Ah, can't get a date.
Yeah. Nobody's gonna point and shame. So I think the ordinance is a good idea, except for this. At what point do you draw the line and say, well, you know, this type of business, we really don't like them being in the city either. We don't like
adult nightclubs. We don't like places that sell adult
toys.
Toys, yes.
We don't like food carts.
Oh, you're going to go back to that again?
Well, where do you draw the line?
We have licensing rules for them. In fact, we have juried licenses for food carts, which means, in theory, if they don't like the way the food tastes, they can say that you're not getting a license.
So this is the thing I'm saying. Is that
Taste test will not apply, by the way, to the licensing of
wait
escort
a minute.
Services.
Wait a minute. Really?
Ah.
There is a board in the city of Wausau that tastes the food of food carts, and if they don't like the way it tastes, they will deny the license?
They have a limited number of food licenses. Say, just hypothetically, it's 10. If 15 people decide, then it's a jury that's going to decide whose food carts are okay
Holy
and whose
cow.
Aren't.
Yeah. All right. So it just it gives, again, I caution about giving government too much power. That's all. WSAU, we be right back.
The News, Talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.